Oh, he's totally unsure. But I'm glad to be here. And what I would like to try and do is tell you an actual Baltimore stoop story from a real Baltimore boy. And I want to try and bridge a gap from a time that harkened back before the 80s to the present day Parkland. And man, I'm glad I can't see any of you because that light is bright. First, I'd like to say that I'm a gun owner, and I am not cool with that. I'm not a violent dude. I was just born and raised in Maryland, and I used to like to hunt. I shot a duck in 1989. Still feel bad about that shit. But guns, man. Whoa. I'm not going to try and embrace all of that, but I want to tell you a story about trying to express to you something that I experienced. A working boy in Baltimore, mid-1980s, a union electrician working at a powerhouse with a guy who was obviously not hired to be an electrician. He was more of an enforcer. He's kind of like the stereotypical union guy. That stuff doesn't exist anymore. I got to tell you, unions are weak. Everything's been beaten up. But this old guy, and we'll call him Joe, he had the big old Pope's nose, and he was a tough, you know, real tough guy. And my first wife had a roommate, and she was telling us that her father owned a bar on the Baltimore block. Now, the Baltimore block had a lot of shady bars, and she said, well, I don't know if my father was in the mafia or whatever, but one time, I remember when I was a little girl, we were in the kitchen, and I was playing with my little brother, and it had just snowed, and my dad, George, he was out on the porch, and he was kissing with my mom, and somebody shot him, and he fell through the kitchen door. And here we are playing on the kitchen floor, and he falls through the kitchen door. Now, here's a shooting, and it's the 80s, and we're listening to this gal, and we're thinking, yeah, whatever. You're trying to self-important, self-aggrandize yourself and your father's importance in the Baltimore community. He's a real tough guy. He's a Baltimore club owner on the block. He gets shot. Yeah, whatever. Skipping. I meet this guy, Joe, at the powerhouse. I'm a union apprentice. He's like, sweating beads of sweat. He's got this big Italian beady head full of droplets, and he's telling me, hey, kid, come here. I like you. Let me tell you some stories. George, this guy, this, that, the other. He's telling me all these stories. All of a sudden, he starts telling me this story. He goes, yeah, me and this guy, Elliot, he got a brand new convertible, but it had snowed. We didn't care. We rolled the top back. We're driving down the alley. He's looking for this guy, and there he is. He's on his back porch, and he's smooching with his wife. So I pull out my pistol, and I shot him. And I was like, yeah? How's George doing today? He's like, what are you talking about, kid? You know George? I was like, yeah, I know George. No, I'm trying to use names here. The guy couldn't believe that I connected the guy that he shot with someone that I knew. This gun violence is nothing new. People used to walk around in these bars all the time. It's not good. We need to do something about it, but it's not new. But we need to be adult. I don't have much else to say, but that is a true story. And it's from Baltimore, and it happened on one of our stoops.